Good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me, if you've not read my book or listened to one of these calls, I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist, and I've been in private practice for the last 24 years. For the last 18 years, I have specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice here in Birmingham, Alabama, on the campus of Brookwood Hospital, where I had medical doctors and support staff that worked for me. And we did integrative medicine. We combined very judicious use of prescription medication and naturals to treat a variety of patients from all over the Southeast. But in 2003, I sold that practice. So that was when the first edition of my Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome book hit the bookstores, and I have been out practicing solo ever since. The book is now in its fifth edition, available in most bookstores, including Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, Amazon. And the book is really, in a lot of ways, literally changed my life, because I never would have thought that years ago, when I was just doing what you consider usual chiropractic, working with patients with low back pain and headaches and carpal tunnel, that kind of thing, I never thought 25 years ago or so that I would be specializing in fibromyalgia and doing phone consults, which makes up about 95% of my practice now. I work with patients all throughout North America. I never could imagine that I would be doing what I'm doing now, but I really can't imagine doing anything else but this now at this point. And fortunately, I'm one of those people. Sometimes you may think that they're rare, but I'm one of those people who really loves what they do and gets to do what they love. So I'm really fortunate, and God has blessed me. But what I have learned with fibromyalgia is that really traditional medicine is a dead end. So if you read any of my blogs, watching my videos, or read my book, you know that's not anything new to you. But for those of you, this may be your first call tonight. I need to just set the tone right off the bat, is that the approach that I use, a functional medicine approach, looks for the causes of fibromyalgia, not just to cover up the symptoms, but to look to find and fix the causes. You see, I think that the only hope for somebody with fibromyalgia that is so far outside the medical system that their only hope is to get healthy. And that sounds simple, but really it's your only option that really works, at least long term. I'm not anti-drug. I'm not anti-drug at all. But the problem is, with fibromyalgia, there's just so many daggum symptoms that if you start to try to cover up all the symptoms with medication, before you know it, you're on half a dozen to a dozen different prescription drugs, pills to put you to sleep, pills to wake you up, pills to slow you down, pills to speed you up. And every one of those medications has potential side effects, and many of those side effects are greatly magnified in those with fibromyalgia, who oftentimes have funny reactions to medications and have chemical sensitivities. So I really do believe, after doing this for almost two decades, that the key to really helping someone get their life back to feeling good is getting them healthy. And it sounds simple, but it's really not, because one of the first things you have to do is know where the person's broken down. You can't just guess. What I'd like to do tonight, as I've been doing the last few weeks, I'd like to bring on one of my patients who's been working with me, and one of my favorite patients. I guess I say that all the time, but I've got so many patients that just have become part of my family at the clinic, and we just love Jenny. She's one of our favorites, and she's just always she's a kindergarten teacher. How could you be anything but great and you know, be a kindergarten teacher? So she's fabulous. Anybody can put up with five-year-olds is pretty special in my book. So let's see here. We'll see if we can get. So, Jenny, if you're on the line, if you could hit star 6, that'll bring you on live.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Dr. Murphy.
How are you? I know how you are. You're doing great.
I am doing great. Thank you. Thank you for the very kind introduction.
Well, I mean every word of it. You know it. So I really, really appreciate you coming on this call and taking time to do so. What I'd like to do is just, you know, have you share your story. Can you tell us, I think, that when we originally started working together, I guess back in July, August of last year, you told me that it had been about 7 or 8 years since you actually felt good. And you had a lot of different issues going on. But do you mind just kind of sharing what was going on when we first met this past summer?
Sure. I was trying to look back. There's been so many things. Really, I think a lot of my issues honestly started about 15 years ago, but were pretty manageable up until about 6 or 7 years ago, and that would have been after my third child, my daughter, was born. And my issues originally had started. I had a lot of digestive reflux, some allergy and sinus issues. But again, all were pretty manageable. But gosh, after she was born, I just never truly bounced back. One of the things I had was just like weird aches and pains. I know towards the end of my pregnancy, my hands really bothered me, and we attributed it to the pregnancy. Or just maybe some carpal tunnel syndrome. Nobody really knew why. One of the big things was I ended up having to take off my wedding ring because my hand would just hurt so much all the time. And that's been one of my biggest thrills and successes on top of feeling so much better is that I'm actually able to wear my wedding ring again after 6.5 years of not being able, or about 7 years of not being able to wear it.
Sure, your husband appreciates that. Yeah,
because I got a cheap faker, fake one that I wore for a while just because I was having a ring on. But even that just having anything on my hands. But it means so much to me to be able to wear my wedding ring again, which to me that was a big victory. Just those little things that I have noticed here lately, and I try to acknowledge as much as I can because I do just feel so much better. I was just absolutely exhausted all the time.
I remember it, extreme fatigue, not fatigue, but
right.
Extreme fatigue.
Right.
You were pretty low.
I was so tired. I wasn't sleeping well. So I would go to bed, I would wake up, and I was still tired. It took everything I had to get out of bed in the morning. I would hurt when I woke up, took forever to get going, and then, to make it through the day. And really, I just really didn't have anything left for my family once I got home. I did the best I could, and I made it through, but it was a constant battle all the time. One of the things I would finally use to describe it to my husband is it just felt heavy, tired. It felt like I had the heavy, wet blanket over me all day long.
You were just exhausted. I mean, you're basically, you had broken down years ago, and somehow you were just doing what you had to do, but it wasn't fun, was it?
No, it was not fun at all. I got through by the sheer grace of God. And I was able to make it through each day, but yeah, it was definitely pretty miserable. And, again, there was nothing conclusive. The doctors, my blood work would always come back okay. And we couldn't figure out really what was wrong. I just knew I didn't feel well. My doctors would tell me, just to exercise more, eat better. And I had tried different things, but with some of my digestive issues, it was confusing as to what, one doctor said I should eat one thing, another said another thing, and nothing was working. And so it was, and then that was when I was finally diagnosed then with the fibromyalgia, which was it was nice to have an answer, but it was also kind of frustrating because I felt like that was just the answer they gave because we didn't know what else to call it. And it was just kind of like, here you go. You have fibromyalgia. Good luck with that. And there's really nothing I could do. So that was hard. And I know, I think they had given me at one point an antidepressant to help sleep at night. which was tricky because I had to really watch when I took it because it made it even harder to get up in the morning. Until I finally stopped taking that because it really wasn't helping me sleep. And that was a big thing. You know, I missed being able to sleep because I was so tired.
Well, so when we started, your four main things, and you had several because you had these, the gastroparesis, and you had these GI issues with the IBS. But the four main things you put that you really wanted to work on was the extreme fatigue, the mm-hmm. overall pain, the low pain tolerance, and you were taking tramadol, I think one or two a day, not a lot, but one or two a day. You really didn't sleep, or at least if you did, you certainly didn't feel like you slept. So that was number three, and then you had some low metabolism. So you gained some weight, and you're kind of a small person like I am, and so that was really bugging you too. Tell me the pain. Your pain was all over pain, right?
Yes, it was. Definitely concentrated, you know, that neck and shoulders, lower back. And I had a lot of just pain in my hands and feet, but it was just this all over, everything just hurt. You know, it would hurt if somebody came up to shake my hand. You know, I mean, it just was a really, I'm just very sensitive to pain.
Did the tramadol, did you feel like it helped very much?
I would say it took the edge off, but it never really took the pain away.
Right.
And so, you know, I was taking that, you know, and I still take that occasionally. But I find now that it actually will, if I take it now, it takes the pain completely away if there's pain. Mm-hmm. Where before it was just enough to kind of make things a little more tolerable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, you know, nothing ever got rid of that pain.
And then you were taking quite a bit of ibuprofen.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
It was a lot. I mean, that was truly just to get through the day. And that's where I'm like, you know, this is crazy. And mm-hmm. there was no end in sight to that.
Well, so tell me, you also had these issues with, let me ask you this. So how's your pain now? I think, well, I know what you're going to say, but how is your pain now?
You know, it's amazing. It just honestly, you know, there are days it's still there, but I can definitely feel now like, oh, you know, the fibromyalgia might be flaring up. It's a change in the weather. Where before, looking back, I was just in a constant fibro flare all the time. Where now, you know, I'm learning to kind of gauge, or if I've done a little bit too much a day before, I kind of have to watch that. But it's nothing like it was before. You know, I can get up and get out of bed in the morning and walk down the stairs and really not feel any pain. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I think one of the things you shared with me is before it was something you constantly, it was just there. It was one of those things that it was always there. You woke up with it, you thought about it, you went to bed, you thought about it. But then as you started to get better, you found that it really wasn't an issue. Now, it didn't totally go away as you've described.
Right.
It wasn't something that you really thought about anymore.
No, and that's what, you know, and I'm still amazed by that. And I'm still, you know, I'll catch myself and I'll point it out to my husband every now and then, like, hey, I just did this. And, you know, a year ago, I couldn't have done this. Or
yeah.
It is. It's just, I'm so very thankful for that. And to not have that constant battle.
Well, tell me about your energy level, because now I know one of the things that you know, and this sounds funny to people that don't have fibromyalgia, don't understand this, but you really were so happy to be able to keep your house clean, to be able to cook. I mean, to think, most people will hear that and think, you know, that doesn't mean anything to me. But people who have fibromyalgia, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, you know, because you start to feel, or at least I started to feel kind of worthless. You know, there were so many things that needed to be done that I wanted to do, and I just couldn't do it. You know, I had just given everything. And so, you know, to be able to, clean the house or do something, you know, get up and clean a ceiling fan, which sounds so crazy, but to be able to do that, to have the strength to quit and still be able to move the next day, it's a huge thing. Like, I feel like I can contribute to my family now, or, you know, I can come home after school and cook dinner and not, you know, really have to struggle to do that. Or, you know, I can do these things and I can play with my kids. And, you know, this winter being able to go outside and play in the snow with them and not have it hurt all over when I did that. So it's been, I just can't, I try to remind myself and to think back of, you know, all the things that I couldn't do just to make sure that I am fully appreciating everything I can do. Because it's a little for granted, honestly. And I'm so thankful.
You had a lot of issues, too, with your immune system. Really, that was kind of one of your weak links is chronic sinus infections, upper respiratory infections.
Well, I am so excited. This was great timing for this. But I realized I was actually at the doctor this week only because, you know, this is our change of seasons here in Ohio, and that always seems to get me sinus-wise. I have not had to take an antibiotic since the beginning of October. So I've had one bout of bronchitis for our entire winter, which is huge for me. Because normally...
Yeah, I don't want to jinx you.
Oh, I know. I don't either. But, you know, and that, well, that's because I do have a little bit of bronchitis right now. So for me to make it all the way from October to mid-March, it's unheard of. And it's probably the first time that has happened. And honestly, I can't remember when. But we're talking, you know, probably over 10 years at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because normally what will happen, I will normally get that sinus infection in the fall, and I just can never really get over it. You know, and I've been off a lot of my sinus and allergy medicine, and I have made it through this whole winter. And so to me, that's huge right there.
So one of the things this poor immune function was one of the clues that was validated that you had something the matter with your thyroid.
Yes.
And when we did the blood work and that came back and you had a TSH that was 3.0. Now, in conventional medical testing, they would tell you that's fine because it's below the
right.
usual range, 4.5, 5.2. But you had all the symptoms of low thyroid. And in the functional medicine, the way that I practice and other doctors who practice like I do, anything above 3.0 is low thyroid. So, I really feel like one of the things that turned the tide, two things, we got off to a rocky start with your sleep. I mean, that was hard those first 2 months. But the two things I think really turned the tide, you tell me because I'm always learning, getting you on the thyroid because
mm-hmm.
you had the fatigue, the headaches, cold hands, cold feet, the migraines, fluid retention, low blood pressure, frequent colds, sore throats, low moods, poor concentration, poor memory, weight gain. You had all these issues, which all screams out low thyroid. But the other thing, besides just getting on the over-the-counter thyroid, which I think you know took a little bit of time to make a difference, but then the anti-inflammatory weight loss diet, once you started feeling better and we could start that in October, it just seemed like that was kind of the thing that really started to pull it all together.
Absolutely. And I remember at that time thinking like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to start this because I knew it was going to be a pretty intense diet. And I, you know, at that point, it was still kind of iffy. You know, I was feeling better, but not as great as I felt like I needed to. And, once we got started and I think I got through some of that detox and got some of the things out of my system. It's been nothing but good things since. Go ahead. No, you're fine.
I was going to say, so being on the diet, it's interesting, but, you know, what people tell me, of course, I've done the diet myself, but you see that your energy actually goes up because your metabolism goes up.
Definitely. And I think my metabolism, that's one of the things, you know, I've struggled with for years, just with all the digestive issues that I've had, I've just felt for a long time now that my metabolism is just completely out of whack. So something like this, that we were able to fix it, it's just that was really, I think, a huge key. And, you know, I remember you telling me at one point, you know, well, that you were proud of me for, you know, my success with the diet and working so hard and that you knew that the diet was hard. And, you know, it hit me later that the diet, it's definitely a challenge because you're changing some of your thinking and how you're eating. But for me, it truly wasn't nearly as hard as trying to get through every day not feeling good. Nothing was that hard. So the diet, while it was challenging, it was definitely doable. And yeah. It still is. You know, I mean, it's still, I'm learning still every day, like what my body reacts well to, what it doesn't react well to, what I think I'm sensitive to. And, you know, it's just, it's pretty simple then once you figure it out. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I can't imagine, you know, one, it's not worth it to me to eat some of those things that are going to make me feel that terrible again. And
oh,
for me,
yeah.
that's just what those things do. So, you know, it's something that's worth it to me to know and to take that extra time to just pay closer attention to what I eat.
Well, tell me, now you lost, what, 45 pounds or somewhere around there? I mean, a good bit of weight.
Totally now it's a little over 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people hear that and they think, number one, they don't think it's possible. They think you starved,
yep.
And it was unhealthy and it was dangerous. And then the other thing is they think that it's all about just losing the weight. And it's not. I mean, the weight loss is important because it changes your biochemistry. It increases your metabolism. You store inflammatory chemicals in those fat cells, so you're lowering your inflammation. The big thing is, yeah, you look better. You know, I mean, for most people, if they lose that weight, they feel like they look better. But you're just, you know, if you're not carrying around an additional 50 pounds that you don't need, you're going to have more energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, you know, and that's what I tell people. I think, you know, yes, the weight loss, it is definitely, it's been great, and I do love that part of it. But what I love even more is feeling better. So to me, that's the bigger thing, is just how much better I feel. And honestly, what people will tell me is just that I look healthy, and I think I look healthy. And for me to be able to say, I'm healthy right now, I can't even begin to tell you. It's probably the first time in my adult life that I've truly felt healthy. And
yeah,
so.
That's awesome.
It really is. Like, it's crazy to me to think that a person could go that long feeling unhealthy, but truly, I there were so many different little things that would come and go, and, you know, just things I couldn't get rid of that I never truly felt healthy, and I do feel healthy now, and, you know, feeling like there's a lot of things I can't control. You know, I can't control that I have fibromyalgia, and it's always going to be there. But I can control what I eat and how I take care of myself to deal with that. So that's, you know, that's a huge thing.
Well, so what would you share with those who are listening or may listen to a replay of this? What are some of your suggestions, or what's your advice?
I think truly just never give up. For me, I had tried so many different things, and, you know, when I came across your article, I was almost really just afraid to even hope that this could be an answer, because I had done a lot of research, especially for a couple of years prior. But to give it a chance, and, you know, to really be open to that, and definitely, you know, I've recommended your book to several people now. And, you know, I've had a lot of people, especially here recently, asking, you know, what I've done, and, you know, they see a big difference. And so I share that with them just because, you know, everybody is so different. And your approach was so helpful because you were willing to take that time and kind of look outside the box and figure out what was going on. So definitely, you know, I think if fibromyalgia is something you're struggling with, you have so many just great protocols that you use, and I just have appreciated that.
Well, what was it like to work with me by phone? I don't know if I've ever really asked you by that, but what was that like?
Well, it was a little awkward at first, just because it was so different for me. You know, here I am, I read your book, and I think, okay, but it was a huge risk, and to have to tell my husband,
sure.
Yeah, there's this doctor in Alabama, and I really would like to work with him. And so the funny thing, part of the story, and I don't know if I ever told you this, but when we started, I said, all right, well, here's the deal. We're going to do this. If this works, I'm going to be this guy's biggest fan. If it doesn't work, we are not telling anyone we went with an internet doctor, because I feel crazy. So all right, well, this has definitely worked. So, yeah, now I do have to. So I'm still kind of hesitant sometimes because people do give you that weird look, like, really, your doctor is in Alabama because, you know, of course,
right.
I'm in Ohio.
Right. Right.
But I tell everybody, gosh, you know, you were really great at putting me at ease and saying, you know, I think especially, too, when you get into medicine that's highly specialized, and I have a son with some medical issues, so we've dealt with some things with him that, you know, you're not always going to find a doctor in your area. And quite honestly, it worked out great, you know, just having access and being able to call or email you with questions, you know, having that appointment time and being able to just sit at home and call you on the phone and not have to drive to an appointment. So it's kind of a time saver that way. But between you and Juno, you both just totally put me at ease. I remember one of the things Juno told me, because I think that first day I said, you know, I'm feeling a little bit crazy doing this. This feels like a risk. You know, I'm hoping this guy is the real deal. And as she said, oh, sweetheart, don't you worry. You know, Dr. Murphy prays every day for God to send him people he can help. And, you know, that was so touching to me. And I thought, okay, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm just so thankful that I did.
Yeah. Well, you are such a wonderful person, and I feel blessed that I've been able to be a part of your life, and I'm just so thankful that you're doing so well. It just makes me excited to hear it again.
But I'm just so thankful that you do what you do, and you know, that you do just take this risk, and you take extra time to meet with people all over and to truly help, because when you're a person with fibromyalgia and you've gone to so many different doctors who constantly tell you that you're fine, simply because they don't know anything else to tell you, it's just so disheartening. And to finally find somebody who understands and who was able to help me, I just can't thank you enough.
Well, Jenny, you are so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just going to say, and I know my family thanks you too. So.
Oh, great. Well, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming on tonight, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Murphy. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
So, I mean,